Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 789. Topic is training and the title is Spend Your Time Wisely. What I wanted to do today, this is in regards to a question I had gotten through an email from a listener, so thank you to those who chime in with questions and topics and just give us feedback on how we're doing and if you find the podcast helpful. It really actually makes a difference. It truly does. So if you think this podcast is helpful to you, let us know every now and then. You can shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can give us a shout out on social media. You can tag the name Brutal Iron Gym on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. But it really does help to know that people are finding it beneficial. So we obviously can tell that there are people listening. but I'm hoping that the listeners do find the topics helpful and are enjoying the podcast. So thank you to those who let us know that. Thank you to those who support the podcast via Patreon option, helping kind of financially support the podcast. It's several hundreds of dollars a year, but I'm happy to do it when as much as I can. And the Patreon support is very significant towards being able to do this every day. So thank you. So thank you all around. Okay. So what the question was is basically, the person was trying to figure out, they liked the goal of strength training and their significant other had the goal of fat loss. And the concept they were kind of having in a general was their training, the person who sent the question in, they like focusing on strength. That's the only thing they want. They don't really care about anything else. However, their significant other wanted fat loss. And he was wondering, like, does that mean that they would do what I do? Do they do something different? What all should be included in the significant other's workouts? That way, you know, they get their results. Since he wasn't super familiar with training simply for fat loss, he didn't want to make his significant other do what he did and have it be a waste of her time or be incorrect. So in a general way, we got to talking about what should be included in your workouts depending on what your focal points are. So what I wanted to talk about today is, what do you want to get from your training? Do you have a single focus from your training? Maybe you're a strength athlete. Maybe you just want to get the weight off, like body fat off, before a surgery. I've helped people do that before. But do you have a singular focus, or do you have a multi-purpose kind of goal? You want to get stronger, bigger, faster, you know, those kind of things. You want to get stronger, maybe improve your shape, maybe lose fat at the same time. So do you have a blend of goals that you want to achieve, or do you have a hyper-focused goal that's the only thing you want, it's the only thing you care about, and you'll be damned if anything's going to get in your way, that kind of thing. So what I want to do is just give two examples of kind of like single purpose workout structures, what should be included in your workout, and then also like the multi-purpose, what should be included in that workout. And what we'll find is that the same things should be included, they're just going to be emphasized in a different way. And the reason why the same thing should be included in all circumstances is, in all circumstances you actually have kind of similar goals. Is no matter what your goal is, getting stronger helps your goal. No matter what your goal is, being leaner, having less body fat than above what would be necessary for your goal, by lowering your body fat to the appropriate amount, it'll improve your goal. So even if your goal is strength and you want to be as strong as hell, there's no need for you to carry around excess fat that doesn't help you. So you could argue that, oh, it improves my leverages and blah, 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 blah. Well, so does muscle. Use muscle, because muscle would improve your leverages, but it would also help kind of create more strength. Just being fat does not help in the long run, especially when you start getting top end weights, because your belly will start to get in the way of your deadlift. It'll also start to get in the way of being able to hang your arms lower. So there's like hang your arms lower for a deadlift. So I actually know a client who we worked together, and their deadlift, basically they had to lock out their deadlift with the bar pretty much at their private parts because their arms were so short. Their arms were actually short because they were sitting on a bunch of fat under their armpit, like in their chest and lat area. And as he lost weight, I believe he lost like 30 pounds-ish, and all of a sudden his deadlift started going up, and we were actually commenting that in his videos you could see how much lower the bar was resting now in his lockout position. So it gave him almost like a 2-inch advantage of leverages because he didn't have his upper arm sitting on his fat self. So there are many reasons why getting stronger for any goal is important, why getting lean, appropriately lean, for any goal is important. And then there's benefits for cardiovascular health. So even if your only goal is only strength, the better cardiovascular health you have, the better you recover between strength workouts. So it actually has to do with recovery. So if you can recover better, you can train harder, you can get faster results. So you can also recover better between sets. Therefore, you can kind of get more work in, more work volume in within the workout time you have. So if it takes you an hour and a half and all you did was, you know, stretch a little bit and do some heavy squats, and then you say, oh man, you know, my workouts take forever, I can never really do any of the assistance exercises. Bullshit. You're just too damn lazy to make time for them by getting in better shape. So that way you don't have to take 10 freaking minute rests between your squats and deadlifts and bench presses and stuff like that. So no matter what your goal is, strength is helpful. No matter what your goal is, fat loss is helpful. No matter what your goal is, cardiovascular health is helpful. And no matter what your goal, being able to move properly, proper mobility and kind of functional movement and range of motion is helpful. So all of those components are helpful towards all goals. Now, all goals may need different balances or different percentages of focus on each of those areas, but that those areas should be included. So what we're going to talk about today is if your single purpose is strength, your workout should have movement preparation, which is kind of like mobility work. We do that at the beginning of the workout because you want to establish healthy range of motions before you get into your movements. So for example, if I'm going to squat that day, I don't want to have tight hip flexors and kind of really tight inner glutes, like glute minimus and piriformis and things like that. So we want to have appropriate muscle tone, muscle tightness around the joints that we want to use that day. So if I'm inappropriately tight, I won't be able to move correctly while I squat. I will cause irritation to muscles and joints related to the squat, and that's going to either hinder my performance that day and or accumulate acute annoyances and inflammations in the joints around. And just overall, it's a lesser quality experience that day. And over time, you'll decrease your performance abilities. So you have to have some kind of movement prep, even if your goal, single purpose goal, is strength. Then what you would do from there is you go to explosive or excitatory work for the nervous system for your daily movement. So before deadlifts, if you're a conventional deadlifter, maybe you'll do some box jumps. If you're a sumo deadlifter, maybe you'll do some lateral side bounds, which is a great way to kind of warm up the hip socket and get the body prepared to move that day. If you're doing squats, vertical jumps, you can do bounds. We've even done banded work on our hack squat and leg press. We've done banded jumps for various reasons, dumbbell weighted jumps, but just trying to be an explosive. For bench press, you can do click presses where you press the bar so aggressively the plates click on the bar. You can do explosive presses like plyometric push-ups. You can do like clapping push-ups like that, something like that. So it's really just the idea of getting some kind of excitatory work for the nervous system so that way you're ready to fire the muscles involved in the main movement as aggressively as possible. You would then get into strength work for the main movement. So that would be your big lift for the day. You then do weak point assistance training. So if you have weaker hamstrings and that's holding you back from, you know, a proper deadlift lockout, you'd want to do, you know, some RDLs or stiff leg deadlifts, Dimbbell deadlifts, things that kind of work the upper hamstrings. If you're bench press and you have, you know, weak chest, you can do floor flies. You can do weighted dips, various things like that. We do incline dumbbell flies as well, also with like thumbs facing in. So actually, rather than palms neutral, you'd have your palms facing your hips. And that's a pretty wicked way to aggressively get into the chest connector, into the upper arm. But there's a lot of movements that you can do that you would do after your strength work to work on known weak points. Then you can do recovery prep. where you do kind of a high blood flow finish or a high time under tension duration stretch. So, for example, after a lot of bench work, even just going and holding like 20, 30-pound dumbbells in a dumbbell fly position for a minute can help kind of pull open tightnesses, so that way you can actually recover better. Doing, you know, a set of 100 reps of band press downs, tricep press downs, helps kind of heal up the elbows a little bit. But if your main goal is strength, you want to go into the gym, you want to create a stimulus that causes your body to have to adapt in a strength way, but then you can also do that recovery work at the end of the workout to help your body recover better in between the sessions. So this would be kind of like a nice deeper look into what could be into a strength focused workout. But if you notice, there's something for mobility and movement. There's obviously something for strength because that's a focus. Then there's stuff for kind of muscle damage, which is the weak point assistance training. And then you can superset that or circuit it for some cardiovascular stimulus. But the main focus of that day is going to be on strength work. So if you think of the percentages, like there's five things that we talked about in that workout alone, would be movement prep, explosive work, strength work, weak point assistance training, and recovery prep. So those are five things. I wouldn't spend 20% of my time on each one. So the movement prep, for example, can just take maybe 10%. The recovery prep can be 5%. Then all of a sudden you have whatever the hell the math of that is, 85% left. So maybe I do just 10% on explosive work. So that puts me at 75%. Maybe I spend 50% of my workout on strength work, and then 25% on the weak point training. So the point of me throwing out these percentages really quick is that although each of these things are important, in no way whatsoever do you need to be spending equal time on them. That is stupid. You want to spend the time into an element of its significance and what you need to get from it. So if movement preparation is just to prepare myself for squats, but I've been being very diligent on my movement preparation, and each day I come in, I almost kind of feel fine. So I just do a light little warm-up, like 3-5 minutes, and I'm ready to go. So you don't need to spend 10, 15, 20 minutes doing all this crazy stretches and preparation work if you've been consistent with it and there's no need for it. So it's being aware of, I need this element, but how much do I need it, and therefore how much time should I spend doing it? So if you're a strength-focused athlete, you should have these elements in there. Again, I'll say them, is movement preparation, explosive work, the strength work of the day, weak point assistance training, and recovery prep. Now, all of those are specific to your daily movement. So if you're squatting that day, you'd be movement preparation specific for squat. If you're squatting that day, it'd be explosive work specific for squat. Obviously, the strength work would be specific for squat. Weak point assistance training would be based on what would help your squat. And recovery prep would be stuff that helps you recover from the squat. So you'd have it all be very focused to the daily movement. But those five things should be in there. Now, what if you're fat loss? You're going into the gym and, you know, it'd be great if you got stronger, but you don't really care. It'd be good if you had kind of some kind of improved mobility, but you don't really care. You just want the damn fat off. You want to get down as low as possible, okay? Or as quick as possible, I mean, would be the better way of saying it. So your single focus or your single purpose would be fat loss. Well, you have to ask yourself what burns the most amount of calories now and later. We've talked about this a bajillion times in our past podcasts about how you need to be attentive to the benefits of muscle damage for fat loss. When we damage muscle tissue, our body has to allocate calories towards repairing that muscle tissue. The calories allocated towards that are calories that you're burning. That's how we kind of help burn calories. So the more muscle mass we have, the more muscle damage we have, the more calories we burn at rest when we're sitting around doing jack shit, just waiting for our body to recover between workouts. So if you're doing cardio only, you are kind of doing a great job of burning calories in the now, but you're doing diddly for burning calories in the later. You will burn no calories in between your workouts because there's nothing to be done in between the workouts. So although you're burning a lot of calories, like people go into like Orange Theory and all these other things and they say, I burned 1,000 calories. Now, Orange Theory is actually kind of neat because they do include weight training. But I've had people tell me like, I burned 1,000 calories and all they did was cardio. And I'm like, you're an idiot. You'd have been better off only burning, say, 500 and then spending the rest of that time lifting weights and damaging muscle tissue, because the amount of calories you're going to burn when you combine the cardio that you did plus the muscle damage is significantly above just doing cardio alone. So weight training must be done. Damaging muscle tissue is a great thing for fat loss. It increases the calories you burn between workouts. So if you do cardio only, that is not a good use of your time. Not at all. Because you might maximize the calories in the now that you've burned, but you're getting none in the later. But if we just lift weights, so somebody's like, oh, I hate cardio, I don't want to do any cardio. So let's say you lift weights where there's not a high degree of aerobic stress. So you lifted weights, you moved around, but you were taking 3-4 minute rest between sets, you're bullshitting with friends, you're getting the muscle damage aspect, but there's really no out of breath component. That, again, is a waste of time. Because although you're getting a lot of muscle damage, which helps burn calories in the later, by kind of piddling around and not having any cardiovascular stress or challenge in the workout now, you're not maximizing the calories you're burning in the now. So just like cardio only is stupid, weight training at a half-assed lazy pace is stupid if your goal is fat loss. So you need a mix. Get into the gym, do some interval cardio first, things that are less than 20 minutes, maybe even less than 15, around 10 minutes of kind of interval-based cardio, where you do high effort, low effort, high effort, low effort, high effort, low effort for like 10 minutes. So you can alternate every minute and a half, every 2 minutes, who cares, doesn't matter, just do something that sucks miserably in 10 minutes and makes you crazy out of breath. Then get into weight training, but make sure you do things in supersets or circuits, which means you're doing a minimum of 2 exercises back-to-back, if not 3 or 4. That's going to help you get muscle damage plus more cardiovascular stress. Then you can finish with steady state cardio if you have time left and you have no more kind of energy to put towards the weight training. But if you do interval cardio first, you do weights second, and then steady state cardio, that's going to be a great combination of maximizing the most activity during the time that you're training, so maximizing the most calories you can burn in the now, while also maximizing the most calories you can burn in the later. So your single focus in training for fat loss should be how much can I do now and how much can I make my body work between workouts. So interval cardio first, then weights, then steady state cardio if you have time left. Now within the weight training, what should you do? Well, what do you know? You should have some kind of movements to help improve range of motion. So those can be weighted. You don't have to do bodyweight stretches or anything. You just want to look for exercises that encourage full range of motion in planes of motion you don't typically use. If you look up Cossack squats, C-O-S-S-A-C-K, Cossack squats, that's an example of something that you can do that's a lateral side-to-side movement that helps open up the hips, and it causes a little bit of muscle damage. It kind of prepares you for squats and other movements, but it's a good kind of active stretching, dynamic stretching. But you want to do dynamic stretches as your movement preparation for fat loss. You do want to do strength-based work because you do want to get stronger. The stronger you get, the heavier weights you can move in your weight training portion of the workout. The heavier weights you can move, the more muscle damage you accrue during that time. So strength in the now, investing into that, is great for long-term benefits. So in your weight section, you would have some kind of dynamic stretching, loaded or unloaded, just body weight. You would have a mixture of some movements for strength, and you'd have a mixture for things that created muscle damage. You should have those components in the weight training portion. If when you're doing weights, you're just cranking out 20, 30 reps all the time, and it's more so that you're out of breath and the muscles are actually burning like crazy and getting torn apart, then that's stupid. You're just kind of, you're missing the point of what you're doing. If your point is to challenge the muscles, but you are stopping because you can't freaking breathe, you're doing the wrong thing. You're going too fast. You need to slow down. Now, if you don't have any cardiovascular stress, you're wasting time. You're going too slow. There is a yin and a yang, kind of a pro and a con of both sides. Then, if we look further into this, we look at the other step, is we mentioned that you can have single purposes in your training. We just talked about the single purpose focus of strength. We talked about the single purpose focus of fat loss. Now, what if your goal is like aesthetics? You would still want to have movement preparation, some kind of movement quality, mobility quality work. You would get into your muscle damaging stuff, but you would have some heavy base stuff to get you stronger. You'd have some medium base stuff to do a lot of damage. You'd have some higher rep stuff to kind of get blood flow and kind of more separation in the muscles, more endurance based work. So you'd still have components of mobility, strength, muscle damage, that kind of stuff. Now, what if we have a multi-purpose? What if our goal is to kind of achieve everything? We want strength, we want improved shape, and we want fat loss. Well, your workouts should include the movement prep. Okay, some kind of mobility work. This is important because, like we said, it helps you to move better quality movement while you're moving. Therefore, you're kind of accruing less acute damage, small little joint inflammation annoyances. Also, it improves your overall shape potential. If you have balanced musculature tightnesses, you can have balanced muscular aesthetics. So you want to make sure that your joints feel evenly balanced on all the muscles that connect to them, so it can move evenly and develop the muscles evenly. You then want to get into your strength-based movement because that's part of your goal. You want to get stronger. Then you do related isolative movements in a circuit fashion, meaning that if I did, say it's a lower body workout and I did squats, I would then want to put in some type of additional squat movement, maybe a unilateral style movement like walking lunges, Bulgarian split squats. I'd also want to do some kind of hinge work, which could be Romanian deadlifts, stiff leg deadlifts, and you can do it with barbells, dumbbells, single leg, double leg, you know, split stance, all those various things. But you'd want to have some type of related movements that broke a squat down into individual kind of components. So we have the full mechanics of a squat. What is involved in a squat is a knee bend and a hip hinge. So you would then do, after the squats, related isolated movements. So you would do something like a knee bend and a hip hinge in a circuit fashion. You could even throw in some abs or some extra mobility work, dynamic stretching. Depends on what your needs are. Then you would end with muscle cardio, which we've talked about before, is basically cardiovascular activities that also include weighted resistance. This helps you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get cardiovascular stress for cardio's calories burned in the now, and just cardiovascular health improvement. But also by using weighted resistance, you're getting some muscle damaging, muscle shaping, and burned and increased caloric burn. So examples of that would be, you know, pushing, pulling a sled, flipping a tire, doing battle ropes. You can even do like bodyweight style circuit things like where you do vertical jumps, bounds, you know, jump lunges. If you don't want to do any jumps, that's totally fine. There's a million other things you could do. But the idea of it is, if your goal is to achieve everything, you want strength, you want shape, you want fat loss, well, you have to address all that. And how do we address all that is through movement preparation, a strength movement, related isolative movements in a circuit fashion, and then muscle cardio. So these workout structures are something you definitely want to be aware of, is does my workout have everything in it that I want? So you want to spend your time wisely, meaning that in the time you spend in your training, are you addressing all of your individual needs? What do you want the most? Then you should spend more time there. But don't exclude other aspects. That's the number one problem most people do, is whenever they have a single focus, they forget the benefits of everything else, and they just only do their single focus. Then all of a sudden, they start running into mobility issues, inflammation issues, acute injury issues. They start running into not being able to recover between workouts. So they're not getting stronger, they're not getting bigger muscles. We tend to hyper-focus on one area, completely exclude all others, and then we wonder why we're not getting benefit in those other areas that eventually hinders the benefit we can get in our main area. So we need to be accountable to all aspects, so that way not a single aspect starts to hold back our main focus. So this is why it's really important to include the other areas, not even whether or not you want the other areas at all, just so that way they don't hold back the area that you really do want improvement in. So it's very important to include the other areas. So make sure you do. Okay? So hopefully this was helpful, just to give an idea of what should be in the workouts and the importance of including all of the things that should be in the workouts. Don't get too hyper-focused on one single thing. Also, make sure you do spend more time in the things that you want. Don't spend forever doing warm-ups and preparations like that. Don't spend forever doing cardiovascular stuff if you want to get stronger. Don't spend forever doing strength stuff if you want to get improved in cardio. So you can give percentages, differing percentages, to the different elements of your workout, and that's totally okay to do so. If you would like help with programming, because I do understand that the stuff we talk about can sometimes be a little overwhelming, if you want help with programming, check out our website. It's www.brutalirongym.com. We have different kind of programming options. We have $50 a month options for pre-programmed, like pre-templated programs specific for individual goals, because I saw so many people following programs written by other people that were specific for an individual goal, but the programs are trash, so I didn't want to keep watching people do that. But not everybody can afford a more personalized program, which does cost more because it's more time-consuming. So I wanted to try to give the monthly programming stuff in the way that I believed would be better. So we do have that option available. Also, we have individual services as well. So, okay, check that out if you want. Also, if you think the podcast is helpful, whether this podcast today or any podcast that you've ever listened to of us, if you think it's helpful, please share it. The more we share the podcast, the more it can grow and the more people we can help. So it is extremely significant if you share the podcast. It really means a lot. So thank you to those who do. You can share it on social media, share it in email, text message, conversation with a friend. However you share it, it really does help. So thank you for doing so. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.